And welcome to American Fat Ass Podcast, our weekly session, 1 hour roughly. Every week, we're just going to talk about whatever shit comes to our head. We really didn't plan this week, so it's really going to be on the fly. We'll see how we do. So, Nick, what's going on?
Jim, let me ask you a question, man. If your wife asked you to, would you wipe her ass?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Is she capable of doing it herself?
I guess no. Wait a minute. You know what? She has one bad hand and can't wipe with that one, but she has another hand that she could possibly wipe with.
So, like, if she normally wipes righty and she loses access to that hand.
Exactly the scenario I'm looking at.
Okay. Oh, man. Is there a shower accessible?
Yes, there is. I'm assuming by your hesitation, your answer is no. You really don't want to wipe your wife's ass.
My answer is I would be hesitant to it, yes.
Oh, God. Tina and I were driving home today. Went and picked her up from work, brought her home. And her hands are bothering her. She has like carpal tunnel and whatnot. And when she works in the bakery where she's at decorating, you know, sometimes her hands go numb or they hurt her. No. So she was having a problem with it today, and she was talking about how one of these days her hands are going to be so bad that she's not even going to be able to wipe her own ass. So she told me that I would have to do it for her, and I said, fuck no, I'm not wiping your ass. And she was all upset, you know, that I wouldn't help her out and help wipe her ass. Not a fucking chance am I helping somebody wipe their ass. I don't even want to wipe my own ass.
Yeah, I would be hesitant to do it. I would suggest that she use her good hand. Like, just get used to doing it with your left hand. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, what? If you lose your right hand, you're not going to drive a car anymore?
Right.
I mean, you have another hand. Figure it out.
You won't ever write notes?
Right?
You know?
The hell with that. I will literally, like, go get, I don't know, like some kind of a pole and wrap a towel around that pole. And have her just, like, rub her ass up and down on that pole before I help her out and wipe her own ass for it. Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, I would have a tough time doing that, too.
Okay, so now here comes another question I have for you that I was asking this out of people, I don't know, probably last year or whatever, and I thought it was a fun little question.
Yep.
How long have you been with your wife now?
Oh, Jesus. Long time, 14 years?
Okay, 14 years, perfect. Okay, say, you know, and knock on wood, say tomorrow you guys are in a car accident and your wife becomes paralyzed from the neck down.
Yep.
You still have sex with her?
Yeah.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
People look at me like I'm fucking crazy because I would totally have sex with my wife if she was paralyzed from the neck down.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you?
I mean, I would want her... agree, like, it's not going to be against her will or anything, like, you know.
Well, I don't know about that. All I'm saying is, like, if she says she's not in the mood and then goes to sleep, I mean, it's not like you're going to wake her up. She's not feeling anything.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. No. But I will, yeah, I mean, I would still love her the same. I would still, you know, find her attractive the same way. She's just in a chair the whole time, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah, I would. For some reason, there's lots of people that either won't answer that question or they say no. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. We're definitely having sex.
The fuck is with the people that won't answer the question?
I don't know. Like, I never get that. Because not answering the question almost answers the question anyway.
Right.
It's like, you know, I don't know, you know, you ask somebody if their wife likes some kind of a sexual position or whatever the case is. I'm like, I'm not going to answer that question. Like, well, then I guess the answer is fucking yes. Because if it was no, you would just say no. But,
right,
you know, trying to omit it Right. It definitely comes out to be a yes answer.
Like, does your wife like to take it in the butt? I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, no. What? No, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not answering that. Yeah. Yes, she does.
Just like when we were kids and somebody asked us if we jerked off. We're like, no, that's disgusting. Yeah,
exactly.
Only do it like 8 times a day.
Doing it so much so we're starting to chafe. You know what? That's probably where my wife's carpal tunnel came from. She was rubbing it out all the time. Got it.
Could have been.
Fucking crazy. So what's new, man? What you been doing this week?
This week has been pretty easy going. I mean, nothing really big has happened.
You didn't get into any little fist fights or arguments with the Plaza Nemesis?
No. I haven't seen him since. Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing in my world is Fred Phelps.
That's a very good point.
The founder of Westboro Baptist Church. I post Facebook updates about him probably more than any other person in the news, or I don't want to say celebrity, because he's not really a celebrity, but you know.
No.
You know, like some people have the Kardashians that they status update or tweet about a lot. Some people have, you know, the Bieber. Fred Phelps was my guy. I just, you know, not that he's my guy because he's a fucking piece of shit, but you know, he's the guy that I would status update about him a lot. And I'm so happy. I'm overjoyed. I'm elated. And I almost believe that there is a God because he's fucking dead.
Now, I'm 100% with you. I agree. I didn't know much about, Westboro Baptist or Fred Phelps or anything like that until I started following Kevin Smith hardcore, and he constantly talked about him. You know, then I started realizing they were the assholes that were picketing the funerals and everything. And you know, so fucking just horrible people. Now, what do you think about all these people that are talking, we should go protest his funeral?
At first I thought that was a great idea.
Right.
But now I think it would be even better if nobody showed up.
I see. That's where I'm at. I definitely thought about it. But I was like, you know, I don't want to sound like that douchebag who's always like, oh, be the bigger man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. We're constantly pissed off. They protest funerals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So doing it to them, I mean, it's not going to make anything right. It's not going to make them stop protesting funerals. So it's pointless. I think the best punishment is to stop giving them any fucking attention.
Yeah.
Just ignore them, let them go do their own thing, don't fucking bring any more attention to them whatsoever.
Right. I mean, the thing is they're a 501c3, so they're a nonprofit, so they get all sorts of tax breaks. You know, the government's giving them money through these tax breaks. I think that should stop. I mean, they're obviously a hate group more than a religious group. And I think the best way to get back at the church and Fred Phelps specifically for starting this church is if gay people would use his grave site as like the secret hotspot for gay sex. And just, you know, every weekend there's some, you know, a couple of dudes out there banging on his gravestone.
So his gravestone will become like the new gay rest stops.
Exactly. Yes. And if somebody would drill a glory hole through it, that would be awesome.
That would be great.
I would
like
love
imagine
it.
If the Phelps family erected like some kind of a statue or a bust of him and put it up there. Imagine all the fucking horribly nasty perverted things we can do to it.
I know.
I would definitely do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I would definitely go over there and rub my balls all over.
I doubt that we'll ever know where his grave is. He may be cremated for all I know. I don't know what they believe in or not. But, I mean, I just hope that somebody finds out and gays just go there and fuck on it and jizz all over it. And just, man, that would make my day.
I'm sure the family is halfway fucking intelligent. They'll take his body and bury it somewhere on their church property.
Right.
I mean, it's the only wise thing to do. But
I mean, the thing about his family is, I think he had 3 kids, and 2 of them left. Like, they didn't associate with him. So, I mean, two of his kids have brains, you know.
I mean, in the last couple of years, several family members have left. I know I read something, I heard an interview, I think it was last year, where I think two of his grandkids had left and they were no longer part of the family. I know his, I think his granddaughter, mm-hmm. it's either his granddaughter or his daughter, Megan Phelps, she left it a while ago too, yep. and decided that it was done. And she was one of the people that were fucking hardcore, like right. going around protesting, you know, yep. spewing all this hateful shit. And yep. she even thought it was too much and left. So
right, right.
I'm assuming that whole fucking family is falling apart. And now that he's done, I get a feeling we're not going to hear as much from him anymore.
I hope. I mean, from what I've read, and I wrote an article about this minutes after he died. But he's been out of leadership in that church for like a year now, so he hasn't even been running it for the last year. Right. So, and they've still they protested Ronnie James Dio's funeral for some reason, and like just this 80s heavy metal icon, they're going to his funeral saying God hates fags, and it's like, he really, I don't think he was gay, like
they're so desperate now, they're just fucking picketing any funeral.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, they ran out of places to go, and I don't know. I mean, they're all just a bunch of scumbags. They still are, you know, the ones that are still doing it. And
right.
What got me the most about them, and yeah, you know, soldiers, and it all started with Matthew Shepard back in 98.
Refresh me. The Matthew Shepard, was that the young boy that was beaten?
He was tied. He was
to a fence, right?
Hog-tied to a fence and beaten. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. Okay.
But they went out and protested him. All the soldiers that came home, all these, you know, high-profile funerals, and you know, wishing, like, they praised God for 9/11. Like, what the hell kind of fucked up shit is that?
Fucking bullshit. But
like, if you Google them, Google their sign, like, put in Westboro Baptist Church signs, more often than not, you'll see little kids holding those signs.
Yeah.
Like, they purposely have the kids hold the signs, because I feel like they know that if an adult was holding those signs, they would get their ass kicked. But nobody can punch a kid.
I don't know. I think I might punch a kid. Just walk out. Fucking take the sign from him, tear it up, and make the little fucker eat it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might do that.
I don't know. Just
teach him at a fucking young age. This is what happens when you're a fucking douchebag.
Right. That's what should happen. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like you said, I'm hoping that things change and everything, but I don't know. I get a bad feeling that they'll still be relevant in years to come, but I'm hoping that it's done.
Yeah, I mean, they can only go on for so long.
Right.
You know, so hopefully this is it.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's dead. Now all we need is for the fucking half the Kardashian family to die, too. It might be a better place for our kids to grow up.
Yeah, right? Jesus.
Oh, man. So, not to, you know, make light of that subject, but to switch over. So I just got back from having dinner with friends, and I'm not sure if our waiter was gay, bisexual, or whatever, but mm-hmm. he kept caressing everybody at the table. It was kind of fucking weird.
That is, like, weird.
And not only that, but he was so fucking creepy. Like, every time he came over to us, he would, like, get down low and almost, like, whisper things to us. Like, we were getting ready to go, and he came over and he, like, whispered to my friend. He's like, "Don't leave. I don't want you to leave."
What?
And then, like, yeah, don't leave. I don't want you to leave. And then, like, as he walks past, every time he walked past, he would, like, rub his hand on, like, our shoulders in, like, a weird, creepy way, like, every fucking time. Just like, what the fuck, man? Jesus. I don't know if you're trying to, if you're jockeying for, like, a big tip, but you're doing this the wrong way. Like, it was just so fucking creepy.
That's just, I would have left.
I'll tell you what, if I wasn't so fucking hungry and it took me 35 minutes to get seated, yeah, I might have thought about it because it was weird.
Yeah, I definitely would not have stayed. I don't like people touching me, especially in a caressive manner. Like, don't caress me.
Yes.
Don't pet me. I don't want nobody petting me. It's fucking...
it was awful.
It's bullshit.
Like, it was so bad.
Oh, my God. It was all, like, from the waist up, though, right? Like, he didn't put his hand on anybody's knee or anything?
No. I would have given him a bigger tip for that. I mean, if he's willing to go that far, you know, I'm just saying. You know, I have my lines. You know, if he's going to caress my shoulders, that's strange. But if he wants to give me a little tickle on the balls, I might be like, all right, I'm down with this.
Yep.
But no, it was weird. I'm not like a toucher. I don't want weird people touching me or hugging me or anything. I don't like that.
No.
And the worst part was I picked like the fucking worst seat at the table to sit down at. It was a completely packed restaurant. And where I was sitting, like everybody walked past me was hitting my fucking chair or hitting me and just, I hate it. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that in a restaurant. It's like one of my biggest pet peeves in any restaurant is like people hitting the back of my chair.
Yeah, I mean, when it's packed like that, I typically don't stay.
Neither do we. Like, we really don't. Yeah. I don't like going to a packed restaurant.
Yeah. But speaking of people touching, like, I don't even let close friends, like, it's not that I don't let them. Just like for example, like Phil. You know Phil.
Right.
We went to school together. I've known the guy since probably like sixth grade. You know, and he lives three doors down. I think the only time I've ever, like, shook his hand was at my wedding. like, and there's been periods where I lived in Florida and I haven't seen him for, like years, 3 or 4 years. Like, he'd come down to visit. I'd open the door. Hey, Phil, what's going on? Come on in. Like, no shaking hands. And it's just a weird, like, Robbie the same way. You know, another guy that we knew back in school. You know, I've known him longer than Phil. You know, and same thing. Like, the only time I shook his hand was at my wedding. And
now let me ask you this. Is there anybody other than family that you do, like, allow the touching, the shaking of hands? Is there anybody besides family?
I don't even let my extended family touch me.
Wow.
Like my...
That's pretty bad.
My aunts will come up and they'll kiss me and then I'm like, that's it. Good enough. Like...
Oh, no. That's taking it too fucking far, man.
Cheek kiss. Done. No, they're not French kissing me. They're not going to like, hey, Jim.
She starts grabbing her ass.
No, just like a little kiss on the cheek, you know, that's it. Done. Good. All right, bye.
Like, as she pulls away, she's like, was it good for you?
But my grandfather is the only one outside of, like, the five of us. I don't even touch my mom. Like, I don't hug or anything. Just, no.
Wow. Yeah. I'm bad with it, but not that bad.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'll shake hands, not a problem. I realized tonight that I have fucking gotten way better at all this stuff. Like I mentioned before, I'm not a fucking hugger. Mm-hmm. I don't hug people at all, unless I'm drunk and I'm hugging everybody for whatever reason. where the hell was I? I forget where it might have been at my best friend's wedding. At one point, I literally started going around the reception going, hugs! And just started hugging random fucking people.
Nice.
For like 15 minutes straight. It was very awkward. Nice. I'm kind of ashamed myself for that, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't hug. I don't like any of it or whatever. But tonight, I noticed that, like, I barely ever share drinks with people.
Yeah.
And I got a drink at the table today, and I'm, like, passing around to you. I'm like, oh, drink this. Here, drink that. Use my straw. Do whatever.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like, it hit me tonight, and I was like, holy shit, I'm that person now. Yeah. I was never that person. You couldn't look at my fucking drink.
Yeah, I share drinks with my kids and my wife. That's it. Drinks don't get shared. There's germ.
Yeah, that's the way I've always been, but I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've known RJ and Nicole for quite some time now, and I definitely consider them to be family, but... Yeah, I don't know. I was shocked that I was completely comfortable. Like, oh yeah, I used my straw. And actually, it was to the point where when I gave it to RJ, he didn't use my straw. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Why didn't you use my straw?
Oh, man. No, I can't. It's a big no-no.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I mean, like, when it comes to strangers, I draw the fucking line.
Yeah.
Don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be touched. I don't know where the fuck you've been. And not only that, but like when an older person touches you with their weird fucking just tissuey paper feeling hands, man. Like, oh god, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah, like if you shake their hands, it's like you're squeezing a sponge.
Yes.
Nasty.
And I hate the fact that they can't do anything without like fucking slobbering on their hands.
Can't do
like,
it now.
They go to give you like a dollar and they like lick all over their hand and hand it to you. And it's like, oh, please stop.
No. Can't. No, can't.
I used to dread when like my grandparent or aunt would like lick their thumb and like rub a smudge off my face or something. Oh, is that the fucking worst? It's like, oh, God. Because now not only are you being touched, but now you got this fucking wet spot on your face. It's like, oh, god damn it. Oh, just thinking about that, I can't fucking stand
that
it.
That churns my stomach. Because
you know
it's the saliva.
What?
The saliva stinks.
Yeah, it's
like,
disgusting.
You smell that spit on your face.
Oh. You know, even thinking back as, like, a kid, you know, where, again, they would lick their hand and, like, fix your hair or
right,
something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And I do that to my kids now.
You asshole.
See, I know.
You lived through that nightmare.
I can't do it
now
myself.
You're fucking doing it to
yeah,
your
I
kids.
Can't do it myself, but I can't have my kids go out with disheveled hair. Like, I gotta take...
There's hair fucking products for that, dude. There's brushes and hair gels and all sorts of stuff. You don't need saliva.
But, like, if we're... All right. Let's say we're out, like we go out to the park, and then, like, let's say a business associate calls me, like the owner of Mamma Mia's here in town. I do a lot of printing work for him. If he were to call me or text and say, "Hey, I'm down at Mamma Mia's. Why don't you guys stop in and have some dinner?" And it's like, "All right, fine. Let's just go." You know, no time to stop home. But now my son's hair is all like up to here. Because he's been out playing all day. Like, I gotta fix that shit. I can't have him going, meeting business associates with nasty hair, like ice cream all over his face.
Yeah, so you're all like, and you start fucking like brushing his hair. No, I can't. It's fucking disgusting, no matter how you look at it. Take the kid into a fucking bathroom and throw some water on his hair. There's no... Sir, I don't care what excuse you can give me. There's nothing that is going to have a positive answer of why you should use your fucking spit to fix your kid's
maybe
hair.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
It's just... It's so disgusting. Oh, God. There's a... speaking of disgusting stuff, I just watched a movie today, and it's the first time I watched it in a... God, it's been a few years now. Have you ever seen the movie Teeth?
Teeth, no.
Oh, man. It is about this girl who is born with this, I guess, affliction called vagina dentata.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically means that she has a set of teeth in her vagina.
Nice.
And at any point, if... You know, there's a guy and they're having sex, say she's being raped or whatever the case is, or even if she just wants to do it, she could bite off his cock just like that. And it happens several times in the movie. And it gets to the point where, like, towards the end of the movie, she's actually using it, like, as a weapon. It's awesome.
The fuck but kind of movie
I don't
is
know,
this?
Dude, it's an awesome fucking... it's awesome, man. I love it. I don't know.
I have
so
not
good.
Seen it, but I could disagree with you on so many levels. Like,
no, it's so good. I'm telling you, you have to watch
it. I can't
it.
Watch cock-eating vaginas. It just doesn't work.
The first time I knew anything about this movie, I was hanging out with my friend RJ, or I think we're over at my house, watching the Spike TV Scream Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up like goriest scene was a category. Mm-hmm. And so they're showing the clips, and this clip comes up with this movie that we had never even heard before. It was Teeth. And it's fucking great. It's these two people having sex, and all of a sudden, the guy sits up a little bit, and he starts screaming, mm-hmm. and then the girl gets up, she walks over, mm-hmm. and she fucking spreads her legs a little bit, and down drops his cock on the floor. The best part is that a fucking dog runs over and eats it. I'm telling you. I'm sure I'm not doing the movie any justice, but it's fucking great. You gotta watch it. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
I will never watch that movie. I'm telling you, I will awesome. I will never recommend that. I will not, no. That
you have to watch. Sir, I'm telling you right now, you have to watch it.
I can't.
You have to. You have to watch it, and we have to discuss your view of it on the podcast. That's what we have to do. You have to. I'm demanding it. Our audience is demanding it. You must do it.
I don't know if I can handle it.
How about you have to? Okay, there was another movie I watched today that I fucking love, too. Have you ever heard of the movie called Feast?
Feast. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to watch this one, too. Okay. This one is about a small town bar, like out in the middle of nowhere, like I don't know, like a desert or something mm-hmm. like that. And they get attacked by these crazy, like alien monster things. Okay. And quite a few times, these alien monster things fuck things. Okay. Like one of them jumps up onto like a moose head and starts fucking the moose head like crazy. Another one, there's a woman being dragged by a rope, so she's like on her back. It runs over and starts fucking her face and everything. It's a great movie. You really gotta watch it.
Where the fuck are you finding these movies?
I don't know. Honestly, I couldn't even tell you where I found these movies, but I love them, man.
How come we're not talking about like the Muppets or some shit? Like, not talk about,
because there's no fucking in the Muppets.
Talk about aliens fucking everything. Like, they're not even selective.
They're not.
What does that have to
I'm
do with a feast?
You, fucked everything. I don't know either. I couldn't tell you. All I'm telling you is it's great.
I think of feast, I think of like ham and like mashed potatoes and turkeys. That's a feast.
I don't know, man. the best part is the second movie, Feast. Mm-hmm. I think like the shit. What's it called? It's got like this funny little tagline to it, like "Back for Seconds" or something.
I can't.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you won't regret it. It's such a great movie.
Where do I find these movies?
Feast 2, it's called Sloppy Seconds. Nice.
Is it rated R or NC-17?
Let's see here. I think it's got to be rated R. There's no doubt about it. It's got to be rated R. Let's see what IMDb says here. Yep, definitely rated R. The best part is, this is the description they give Feast. Patrons locked inside of a bar are forced to fight monsters. That's the only thing they tell you about it.
They're leaving a lot out there.
That's the worst description ever, man. They need to throw in the fucking, because the fucking is what sells the whole movie.
They're leaving out that these alien monsters are fucking moose heads.
It's fucking great. I'll never forget the first time Tina and I watched this movie. Like, it comes up to
the
that
first
point,
time. Wait, hold on. The first you watched it again?
Sir, I've watched this movie like hundreds of times. I love these movies. Dude, they're the greatest movies ever, I'm telling you. I don't watch shit movies, I'm telling you right now. These are great fucking movies. It's hysterical. The beginning of the movie, it starts out. It's really fucking funny. Every character that you get introduced to, the screen stops for a second, and it throws up like little factoids about them. It gives their name. Okay. It gives like their occupation. And then it usually says like life expectancy. Mm-hmm. My favorite one is Jason Mewes is in this movie, and he actually plays himself. Okay. So when you get introduced to him, it says name, Jason Mewes, occupation, actor, so on and so forth. And then it says a life expectancy, and it says already exceeded expectations.
Nice.
It just fucking cracks me up, man. I'm telling you. Look, you should see Teeth. I can understand why you don't want to see Teeth, but you should see Teeth, and you should definitely see Feast. Feast, you would fucking love. You will laugh hysterically at Feast, like the entire movie. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, God, but Teeth is so good. Oh, so there's a scene where she goes to a gynecologist because she's, like, freaking out, doesn't know what to do. And the gynecologist decides, like, he wants to, like, fist her. Like, he's a scumbag. And he's like, you know, okay, we're going to check your, the hell do you call it, reflexes or whatever. And, like, he fucking basically shoves his entire hand up her. And it's like, she's in pain, and, like, he's not stopping. So because she's in pain, it comes automatically, and he loses, like, all four of his fingers. It's just great. It's so good.
I can't watch this movie. I'm thinking, like, this lady is walking around with, like, a praying mantis for a vagina.
It's so great. Oh, God, I can't. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm going to fucking vagina dentata. I want you to see a picture.
Oh, my God.
Wikipedia. Oh, that's ugly.
This doesn't actually happen to people, does it? I hope. I mean, if you're going to Wikipedia for this shit.
This is the greatest picture ever. Oh, I'm definitely sending you this picture. This is fucking awesome.
I can't handle teeth in the vagina.
Oh, this is great.
I may throw up.
You're not going to throw up with this. This is so fucking comical. Edit photo. Oh, sir. Wait till you see this.
I don't know if I can take it.
You're taking it. Be a man.
I have a really hard time being a man. I don't know. I'm scared. Oh, my God. What the fuck is that?
Oh, that's awesome.
And your Facebook messaged it to me, so it's going to be there. Like, every time I go to message you about something, that shit's going to be there.
I'm going to post this every day. I may change it to my profile picture. The funny thing is, I've looked it up before. There is like a mythology to it, to where it's one of those things where I guess, you know, like folklores and whatnot. So it could have a little bit of truth to it, or it could not. But yeah, it shit cracks me up every time I watch the movie.
I can't.
All right, so. All right, you discussed a new segment with me the other day. What do you got for us?
Since we're on the subject of movies, I figured we'd do some movie reviews. Maybe just one. Let's just keep it at one. It's not going to be a weekly thing, but just whenever we feel like doing it. You know, if you see a movie out there, we'll kind of review it, we'll discuss it, and we'll rate it. We'll do, I don't know, House 6, like, you know, people, you know, the two thumbs up, the five stars, we'll do six burgers.
Oh, good. Well, I give Teeth 7 burgers.
Oh, my God. I give Teeth no burgers.
Nonsense. She can eat the burgers with her vagina.
I can't. No.
All right. Have you seen any kind of a movie recently that you could review? Because obviously you don't like my movies.
Like I said, we really don't go to the movies.
Right.
You know, so if you have a movie that you'd like to put up that's not Teeth or Feast. Imagine those two movies put together, though.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. You know, my wife just told me today that she wants to see The Human Centipede.
The Human Centipede.
No fucking way.
I know what it is.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, have you seen it?
No.
No, Jim. No. What the fuck, man? We need to get you into movies. Yeah, she told me for some reason she wanted to watch it. She just hasn't seen it, so she wants to see
okay.
it. So hold on, we check that out.
Right.
We actually did just watch a movie the other day, which was a fairly new movie. Yeah. Frozen.
Frozen.
Yeah, the I guess the kids movie from Disney or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get these movies anymore. Like, I watched it, and you know, you can definitely see they're trying to make it a kids movie, but also kind of fun and interesting, so parents can watch it with them and whatnot. So I was hanging out with some friends tonight, and one of the Nicole told me that her mom cried during the movie. And I'm like, it's a fucking kids cartoon movie. Why the hell are you crying during a kids cartoon movie? It's obviously all fake. I mean, what's the issue? I never understand that. You get movies where, like, your wife cries during, like, fucking cartoon movies?
Not cartoon movies, no. We generally don't cry during cartoon movies. I've not seen Frozen. I hear it's good.
Well, I mean, you know, we can get back onto the whole rating thing. For me to say it was a decent movie says a lot, because I don't watch any Disney flicks. I don't watch, like, animated, cartoony kind of movies, whatever it says. But it was cute in its own way.
Right.
You know, it talks about, you know, sisters being brought together. And actually, there's an interesting point that a friend of mine made tonight where she was saying, you know, they were kind of – the last couple of Disney movies have been straying away from the lead female character always ending up with some kind of a guy at the end of the movie. Like, they're trying to show that females can be more independent and not have to be with somebody. Right. You know, this one here, there was a couple scenes where one of the sisters was, like, automatically falling in love with a complete stranger. And, you know, they said, well, no, you can't marry a stranger. So you can definitely tell they're trying to set the right example for, I guess, their female audience and whatnot now. But, I mean, all in all, if I was going to rate it with our new burger system, I'd probably give it, like, a... oh, man, that's tough. I'd give it 3.5 burgers.
Okay.
For what it was, I thought visually it was stunning. Right. I thought it was very well done. The storyline was okay. But just wasn't my kind of movie.
Well, since I have not seen the movie, I'll ask you questions about it and then gauge my burgers on your answers.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Was Reese Witherspoon in it?
I like where you're going already. No, she was not in it. Greasy Reezy with Reese Witherspoon was not in it.
Is there dance fighting?
No. There was a lot of dancing. I don't think there was any kind of dance fighting.
Okay, so no dance fighting. Okay. Let's see. Is there a chihuahua wearing pink?
No.
All right.
I believe there was a poodle running around, though, but I don't think it was wearing pink.
All right. I'm going to have to give it 2 out of 6 burgers.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Explain your system and your questions for the audience here, because I got to know. What's with Reese Witherspoon? What's with the fucking dog wearing pink?
These are things that I like to see in my movies.
These are things you want in a fucking movie?
If they don't meet that criteria.
Okay, we're not writing movies anymore. We're just going to get into arguments.
I think my system's pretty solid.
Your system sucks balls.
It's all about my opinion. And if my opinion, if Reese Witherspoon isn't in it, if there's no dance fighting, I don't want to watch. The Chihuahua I could give or take, but, you know.
No, bullshit. You there, want every movie to be fucking Legally Blonde. And that's what you want. You want a fucking movie of fucking Legally Blonde. Fucking, are you kidding me? You want the bend and snap going throughout every fucking movie.
Not every movie. I mean, just think about how awesome a movie like The Terminator would be if there was dance fighting. That would kick so much ass.
It'd be horrendous. It already kicked ass.
It would kick more ass.
No, absolutely not. You are, oh sir. Oh, fuck, man. You make me more and more ashamed every week we do a podcast.
You can be Ebert. You can rate movies however you want. Let me be Siskel and look for the gay shit in movies.
Oh, Chihuahua wearing pink. Oh, God.
All right, here. Was there a female lead that had to be saved by her shoe being stuck in a sewer by Matthew McConaughey?
So now we're going Wedding Planner?
There's a big dumpster coming at them and her shoe gets stuck. She can't do anything. Does Matthew McConaughey come in and save her? Oh, my God.
No, sir. Matthew McConaughey is not saving. Although I watched Dazed and Confused today, and I fucking remember how much I loved him in that movie. Oh, God, he was great in that movie.
Since Matthew McConaughey does not come in and save the lead, the female lead, my review stays at 2. 2 out of 6.
All right, so you got 2 out of 6. I got 3.5 out of 6. So let's just call it 3 stars altogether.
Frozen, 3 stars.
3 stars. This is the worst race. And it's not stars, it's burgers.
Speaking of burgers, I want to give a quick shout out. Travis Sphere podcast. Google them. Look them up on Twitter. Travis Knight, he's a really good guy. He does a good job with that show. He overanalyzed the fuck out of a burger. It was glorious. It sounded delicious. Like I wanted to eat my headphones when I had it on.
Okay. I have a problem with that because I listened to it. And, I mean, he was doing okay with it. He discussed the kind of bun, the kind of beef, which is Angus. He discussed the cheese. He even broke it down to, like, the thickness of the cheese, down to, like, millimeters. I think he said he wanted to throw barbecue sauce. He got off to a good start. But there's so much more you can do with it. When you call in a burger, the American fat-ass burger, I mean, how do you not throw on, like, an egg or onion rings or even tater fucking tots, French fries or something? Fucking tater tots, man. Fucking a scoop of macaroni and cheese or something. Let's just fucking fatten this fucker up.
I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Travis and his podcast. Go and check him out. It's a good show. I mean, he just does good work there, so... thanks, Travis, for your input on the American Fat Ass Burger. Maybe next week we'll get into what we would put on ours. I can't promise you that we'll overanalyze it like you did, but because typically we spend about 30 seconds preparing for our podcast. But all right, so good job, Travis. Thanks for following us on Twitter, and let's move on to some people I hate. How about that? Okay.
Hell yes, man.
We're actually not going to be able to get through them all because we're a little crunched on time, but we will.
We'll
go with one
minutes.
From Diane M. Johnson. She's a friend of mine on Facebook. She switched over to Twitter and followed us there. Her people I hate. Teenagers versus toddlers. It's a toss-up. We could spend an entire show on this. That's a good one.
I believe we did about 3 episodes ago.
But it raises an interesting point. Would you rather deal with teenagers or toddlers?
Toddlers, only because it's way easier to gag.
Good point. But teenagers, it's more socially acceptable to punch them in the face.
Yeah, but again, toddlers can't go and tell people good what point. You're doing good to point. Them, so it's yeah. even better that way.
I would definitely rather go toddlers myself. Just because, I mean, I see the teenagers around here, and I'm sure they're the same everywhere you go. But Jesus Christ. These fucking kids.
Sir, if your dog doesn't stop chewing on that squeak toy, I'm going to go through the screen and punch you in the face.
She's laying on the floor. Let me move my camera over. Let me see if... let me get my... Here. She is so tired. She's laying on the fucking floor. Just... That's great. Bella! All right, let's see if that stops.
There we go. I was trying to figure out what the fuck that noise was, and it finally dawned on me.
There she goes again. God damn it.
Yep.
So, yeah, definitely teenagers, just because they're... I hated my grandfather for saying this, but I'm afraid for what's going to happen in the next few years when they start taking shit over.
Right.
You saw that, right?
Yes. I'm calling PETA. I'm curious.
I don't even know. I just opened the drawer and found something that wasn't going to kill her and chucked it at her. That's great. A stapler. That's what it was. A little plastic stapler. All right.
That's awesome.
All right. So that's Diane's people she hates. There's one other one that I wanted to get into this week.
Okay.
By Michael Q or KUH. His Twitter is at Michael KUH. And he says that conference call guy demanding who just joined at each beep and won't allow discussion until he's answered.
I've never had an issue.
I'm just glad that he tweeted in. And I don't know if it was for us, but whatever, we got it. So, but he's raising the level. We're going corporate now. We can hate fuckers in the corporate world.
That's true.
And first of all, the guys that run these conference calls are all pretentious pricks. They all think because they have the power to mute whoever's on the call, like they're just playing God behind their little setup. Now she's over on the couch fucking chewing that toy. I think the only thing left I have to throw is like a pack of index cards. No, that's not hurt her.
Alright, well, you're looking at something to kill your dog with. I got a people I hate from RJ Giordano at Agro 2012. He says, people I hate, fucktards in McDonald's drive-thrus that act like they've never been to a McDonald's before. It's the same fucking menu.
Right.
I can't stand that. I hate going up to like a drive-thru and having somebody in front of you and they're taking their fucking time, like ordering anything, and they're going through the menu, like asking questions. Like, motherfucker, you're picking a value meal. Tell them the fucking number. Tell them we want the drink and move the fuck on. I mean, you're going through a fucking drive-thru. Chances are you're in a fucking hurry to begin with.
Even if you don't know the number. Like, I know, like, they switch around their value meal numbers. Like, I remember when they switched the quarter-pounder value meal from number 3 to number 2. All hell broke loose. They put it back. Like, people couldn't take it.
Dude, that fucked me up so bad.
Yeah.
Like, they did that down here, and they fucking, you know how many times I got the fucking, the two cheeseburger meal instead, and I was pissed off?
Right.
Oh, God, that fucking sucks. You're expecting a fucking nice double quarter pounder, and you fucking driving home, next thing you know, you reach into the bag, and it's two little fucking bullshit cheeseburgers.
But here's the thing. Assholes. Even if you don't know the number, you still know the food. Like, you can still say Big Mac. Big Mac meal. Three words. That's it. Big Mac meal. And they'll give it to you. If you don't tell them a drink, they would just say,
you know what I would love?
Uh-huh. Like, that's all you need. Like,
I would love to have some fucking, like, pretentious asshole behind the counter, and you go up to the window, and you're like, Big Mac meal, like, what number, please? Like, I don't know. Big Mac meal. What number, please, sir?
I would reach through the speaker and punch the dude in the face.
I'm like, bitch, what number is a Big Mac meal? That's the fucking number I want.
I don't feel like reading today. Me. Just give me food so I can eat it shamefully in my car while...
I'm too lazy to even go inside. Tina and I had such a fucking interesting drive-through experience one time. I forget where we were going. I think we were driving home from like out of state or something, and we came up through a McDonald's, and we were wondering to ourselves, you know, when do they start? When they flip over from breakfast to lunch? So when I pull up, it's the breakfast menu. And I kid you not, as we were there, parked in front of the menu getting ready to order, one of the employees comes out and changes the fucking menu sign to the lunch thing right in front of us. I was like, what the fuck, man? I was like, so doesn't say one fucking word to us, just changes it and walks away. And I'm like, well, I guess we're fucking ordering lunch then. I was like, what the fuck, man? Couldn't believe it. I was like, you prick. You see us looking at it. You hear us discussing because the fucking window's down. And you just change
now, just
it and
think if you were one of those fucktards that has to review everything on the menu. You're reviewing the entire breakfast menu, and then some asshole comes out and changes it to lunch. Now you're going to spend another 5 minutes looking at the menu. Right.
Let's start from scratch, Ken. Cheeseburgers, french fries. Honey, there's 14 different drinks to choose from. Let's go through them all.
Do you want Coke? No. Diet Coke? No. Sprite. That's probably what those assholes are doing. It's guys sitting there asking their wife what they want, and they're like, I don't know. And it's like, well, do you want a Big Mac? No. Do you want a cheeseburger? No. Do you want a fish sandwich? No. Do you want chicken nuggets? Like, they just have to go through every single thing. Right?
Bitch, tell me what you want. Just fucking tell me what you want. I get into this fight every fucking time with Tina. It drives me nuts. Like tonight when we went to go get the pizza, she kept saying to me, what pizza do you want? I was like, stop fucking asking me this question. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of what I want. We all know that it's going to be what you want, and then I'll work myself around it. Because she's picky what she wants to eat. She'll only eat certain things. I'm just like, whatever. Just fucking order something and I'll figure it out. And it's like... We end that way every single time. But every single time, she'll fucking ask me what I want. And it pisses me off. So I'm like, you don't really want to know what I want because it's not going to be the same thing you want. So stop fucking asking me.
Yeah, we don't have that issue. Maybe with kids it's a little bit different. But it's always what the kids want. And then we kind of add on to that. Or we, you know, half a pie or whatever. But even when we go fast food like Wendy's or something, we always get the same shit. So it's like, well, we just... You know, they want chicken nuggets. The wife wants a wrap. Like, all right, good. Like, that's it. Yeah, she eats wraps.
A wrap? Who the hell goes to that shit for a wrap?
They're good. I mean, you know. She fills up on one wrap.
She's weird.
Yeah.
What an amateur.
She can't
hold
it.
You need to get her going. She
She eats more than one rep. She starts acting all stupid and crazy.
Announcing free hugs at weddings and shit.
Yes. Hugs! How much she had to drink? She just ate a fucking chicken wrap, man. I don't know what to
tell you. She had a chicken wrap with three nuggets, and now she's fucking every guy in the room. Yes.
That'd be the greatest thing. Like, you leave your wife for a couple minutes, and next thing you come back to, like, a room full of guys just trying to feed her stuff. Like, here, eat this! Eat this! Put this in your mouth! Oh, man. Oh, that's fucked up. See, who else you got?
Let's see. Somebody added this in. Sabrina Villamil. Villamil? I don't know. At @SAB_VILLAMIL, go follow her. People I hate, people who just get started something like a week ago and is already calling it a passion.
Yeah, you know what? I hate that with a passion.
Yeah, man.
Fucking nonsense. Yeah, you know what? You know who the people I see are like that all the time?
Oh, yeah.
The fitness nuts. You know, they'll get like the, what are those stupid fucking videos
everybody goes crazy
over, like the P90X or something like that, and they start doing that. Next thing you know, it's their biggest passion. They love it and this and that. Right. While they're going out of like fucking videos.
I don't get the people that just start doing something, but then already want to recruit their friends to do it too. You know?
Yes.
Right.
You gotta try this. It's gonna change your life.
Right.
How long have you been doing it? I just started yesterday.
It changed your life in a day?
Like,
come on, dude. I had this lady. All right, there's a Herbalife store in my plaza. You go in there, you buy the shit to put in shakes, and they just make it there. This lady came into my store, and she was like, yeah, me and my friend, and her friend was just coming in. They're two pretty big ladies. They go, yeah, we just we went to the store down there, the family nutrition store, and I was like, well, what are they doing there? Because I've never been in there. And they're like, oh, you buy these powders and they put in the shakes for you, and you drink them, and you feel full all day long. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, it's not a lot to start. You should do it. It works great. And I'm talking to this lady, and I was like, well, how long have you been doing it? Well, I haven't started yet. The fuck are you telling me this shit for? She's like, oh, my friend did it. She's been on it for a week. She already lost 2 pounds. I take 2 pound shits. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I drop like, 2 pounds every time I push the
I don't need to put
toilet.
Shout powder in some icy milkshake or whatever the hell they do. Like, don't tell me how good something is without doing it first.
Well, sir, under that, you should watch Teeth, because I've watched it.
I've
watched several times. It's awesome.
And like, every 5 seconds, my eyes divert down to that fucking picture that you sent over.
Fucking picture's
great. No.
I'm going to post it on the website.
No.
It's such a great picture. Oh, yeah. We're seeing that.
Oh,
I'm going to see
God.
If I can't get some YouTube clips from the movie, too. Throw it on there. People have to know. Let's see here. I got a people I hate that this came in earlier tonight. People I hate, impatient bastards who can't wait to record a podcast.
Yeah.
Let the man drop me off, damn you. This comes from Agro 2012.
Fuck you, RJ.
Yeah.
Listen, I have to get up in the morning, all right? I don't get to sleep in, all right? The kids are up at 7:30 and in my bed. Like, that's it. Well.
This all just sounds like a personal problem.
Fuck you guys for being able to go out and get pizza without kids, all right?
Oh, that's great.
All right.
All right, so we are.
I don't think so. Do you have any good to be fats?
I actually, we did have one that came in that I figured I would throw out and just get it back up here.
What the fuck? It's goddamn dogs.
What's going on there? Hashtag good to be fat. Huh.
Really?
That's weird. The hashtag isn't pulling anything up. That's weird.
Yep.
Well, fuck it. I'll wing it. I remember what it was pretty much.
I believe this also came from Rich Giordano, or maybe Nicole Giordano. Either fucking way, let's give them credit. The reason to get me fat, they actually just went on vacation not too long ago to St. Louis, and they had to ride in a fucking cab that was really small. And RJ had posted on or tweeted, when you're fat, you get to sit in the front seat and not have to be crammed to the back seat with everybody else. Hashtag good to be fat. And I definitely got down on that because I've been in a situation like that, and you always get the fucking front seat, so you're not crammed in the back with everybody
fat
else.
Fat dudes always ride shotgun. It's great. I mean, there's no
absolutely
calling shotgun.
Always.
They're like, well, you're a big piece of shit. Why don't you sit in the front?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Actually, it just came up. It says, good to be fat. Don't have to squeeze into the back seat of a cab with the small ones. You also get the solo seat. And he actually posted a picture. So I'll throw that on the website as well, showing all these fucking, these four weird people stuffed into the back of a cab.
I love the smile of the one on the left.
Love it. The one on the left.
Wait, when you're looking at the screen, the left.
Your left or my left?
Wearing a green scarf, is that what it is? Nicole.
Oh, that's Nicole. I wouldn't really call that a smile. That's why it fucking threw me off. That's not a smile at all.
It looks like...
And actually, this picture makes sense now because she explained this to me. The guy next to her is her cousin David, and they were all crammed there so much that his hip bones were literally just like gnawing away at her hip. And she said it was just fucking super uncomfortable. Which completely fucking explains the face on her.
She's like,
I just love how everybody else saw it here. She's just like, fuck it.
I'm touching.
This
she's
seemed
like
a good
I'm
idea.
I'm touching parts of my cousin I never thought I would.
And I'm throwing it out there, that girl is a fucking furnace. Like, she emits more heat than I've ever seen somebody fucking put out before, man. Like, you sit next to her just for a couple seconds, you stand up, like, the whole side of your leg is, like, drenched in sweat. I don't know what the fuck she does, but she's
yeah,
like
I'm pretty, I give off a lot of heat as well. My wife yells at me for it. She likes it at first, and then, like, in the middle of the night, she hates it, so. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that.
All right, so we're getting ready to close out the American Fat Ass Podcast. Find us online, www.americanfatasspodcast.com. Don't forget to vote in our March Madness tournament. We didn't really hit up on that at all, but we'll go ahead and extend this round out till next show. We'll do a full breakdown of round two next week. Go ahead and get your votes in now. You can find us on Twitter at Fat Ass Podcast, on Facebook, www.AmericanFatAss. No, that's our website. Facebook.com/AmericanFatAssPodcast. Go and review us on Stitcher. Go and review us on iTunes. Just fucking do it. I'm tired of asking and nobody doing it. Just fucking review us. All right.
Seriously, just
that's
fucking
it.
Do it.
This was a good show, and we are out.